Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and it is April Fool's Day, so be careful out there.
That's right. Watch your back.
You never know what might be going on in the minds of those coworkers or family members today. We might share a couple of April Fool's stories today here on The Good Stuff. But first, I want to remind you about Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up right here in Valentine, April 24th through the 27th. Again, they switched this last year to a spring event, so we want you to write that down on your calendar. The Old Time Melodrama is back Thursday and Sundays. Some of the entertainers are David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, and Lindy Simmons. Dave Stamey's also going to be there as well. So, and some others. We'll mention about those. Tickets are online at oldwestdays.net.
And this season, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrise over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done, and a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in the ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah April Fool's joke.
I do. I have a story for you.
Okay, there we go.
This is from Italy. And this was posted here, I can't remember, 1978, I think it originated. The Italians are a resourceful people, but with the overpopularity of spaghetti, they will need help harvesting the spaghetti from the spaghetti trees. Friends from all over Europe come to help at the harvest and quickly gather the spaghetti from the trees, where if not picked and packed quickly, the spaghetti will die back and turn to twigs. There are two harvesting seasons in Italy, mid-April and mid-September. So, when you have your next bowl of spaghetti, just remember all the people involved from all over the Europe helping the Italians provide the ingredient for this delicious dish.
That would be a fun harvest to attend, wouldn't it?
The spaghetti harvest.
The spaghetti harvest. Do you know why hard-boiled eggs love April Fools?
I do not.
They enjoy practical yolks.
Practical yolks.
Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Don't cry. It's just a funny April Fool's joke.
So, Kim, do you know the origin of April Fool's Day?
I do not.
Well, a little bit of history. In most countries, the first day of April, it is received the name from the custom of playing practical jokes on that day. For example, telling friends their shoelaces are untied or sending them on so-called fool's errands. Although the day has been observed for centuries, its true origins really are unknown and effectively unknowable. It resembles festivals such as the Hilaria of ancient Rome, held on March 25th, and the Holi celebration in India, which ends on March the 31st. So, we don't really know, but some have proposed that the modern custom originated in France, officially with the Edict of Roussillon in about 1564, in which Charles IX decreed that the new year would no longer begin on Easter, as had been common through Christendom, but rather on January 1st. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's what I found for the origin of April Fool's Day.
Not a lot of things. Here's some April Fool's pranks maybe you can get a little creative with.
Okay.
For example, you could freeze their computer mouse. Now, I'm not savvy enough to figure out how to do that.
Take the battery out.
That'd work. That would work. Okay. Or give them a frozen breakfast that looks like it's ready to go, but it's frozen.
I don't know where you would get that.
Well, I don't know exactly. Oh, here's a good one. Draw a spider on the toilet paper.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. Well, that might just scare them for sure. Oh, point the sprayer at them, like if you have a water sprayer, like at your faucet or whatever.
Oh, so they just come up and turn it on and then it hits them and sprays them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or make a veggie tray donut box.
How do you? Oh, a donut.
Yeah,
a donut
get
box.
Get a donut box, but it's all fresh veggies and good healthy stuff in it. Boy, that would be a trick.
They might get the wrong impression on that.
Yeah, no kidding. And cover somebody's car in post-it notes.
That's a lot of post-it notes.
I know it, but it'd be very colorful, wouldn't it?
The guys that sell post-it notes would love that.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's one that I think will make a lot of people groan, and that is to create a glitter bomb. There's lots of different ways you can do that.
Oh, I've seen those. That is such a mess. I have three glitter bombs, our granddaughters that come to our house and play with glitter, and then it's everywhere.
Yes, indeed. That really gets some people.
And that's the good stuff.